It is in so many places the sound of shopping. This particular pop soundscape, a makeup counter at the Bullring Shopping Centre. However, I'm with a man called Julian Treasure, who thinks this is simply bad for business.
There's a big rule that retailers often don't understand, which is that music on top of noise is generally just more noise. It's like putting perfume on a bad smell. You just get a worse smell.
And to prove his point, he is secretly experimenting on the frazzled Christmas shoppers of Birmingham. Two identical locations, one is being given a pop soundtrack. The other gets soundtrack calm.
That's wonderful. It feels really soothing.
Makes me feel more relaxed and, yeah, sleepy.
As we came along, you could feel the difference.
I don't like loud music when I'm shopping.
I like it. No, it's cool and hip.
Hands up if you prefer this sound. I don't believe it. This honestly can't be better.
Yes, it is bad.
Dance to this, you can't dance.
You can't dance down there.
You don't want to be dancing and shopping, do you?
Yes.
But this is about more than just loud speakers in malls. It's a growing realisation that business is good on looks, but not so good with sound. Cavernous public spaces with hard surfaces are too noisy. But equally, some places are too quiet.
I mean, I've been in offices where the turning of a piece of paper is a major event. So there, you do need some masking sound put in. And the best one, actually, we believe for offices generally, is to put in office babble.
Undiscernible. You pipe in the sound of people talking?
Yeah, gently, so that it masks conversations more than a couple of metres away.
Of course, brands think about sound when it comes to jingles. Take Intel.
I think if I asked any listener to this to draw Intel's logo, they'd be challenged, but most people can go da-da-da-da. It's worth hundreds of millions of dollars to Intel, that sound. And that's only
it's
one
worth
aspect.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, yes. It's a huge part of their brand.
And have there been any bad ones?
A few years ago, Mercedes developed an extremely strange sonic logo, like a little piece out of the soundtrack of some horror film. Another good example would be the French railway system SNCF. It kind of goes dun, 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 dun. Recently, Dave Gilmour, the guitarist from Pink Floyd, was on a French railway station and heard that and really liked it. So he's actually written a whole song around that sonic logo.
But the effect of sound environments is still in its infancy. Julian's theory on what works best is WWB, wind, water and birds. Nature, in other words. And he says it even works with the call of nature.
You can do wonderful things in toilets. We have shown, for example, in service station toilets. We did a project for BP some years ago, and by improving the environment in there and playing, actually it was birdsong in those toilets, customer satisfaction went up 50%.
This is a customer announcement. Customers are reminded to keep their baggage with them at all times.
Meanwhile, back at the Bullring, Peter Cooper from Hammerson, who's in charge of the look and feel of 11 malls across Britain, was now watching the shoppers in our two sound zones.
Hardly anybody's actually noticing the speakers. They're just walking, doing their thing. They're happy with where they're off to, and nothing is impacting on their behaviour. But here, people are both looking and changing direction at the same time.
Can you imagine the day when they turn off the pop music?
Yes. I can imagine a day when shopping centres sound quite different, when they interact with people on a sensory level which is more calming, and we can start to tune our buildings to make them feel better.